Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 2, verses 14 through 28. Brethren, when the Gentiles who have not the law do by nature what the law requires, they are a law unto themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that what the law requires is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or perhaps excuse them on that day, when according to my gospel God judges the secrets and men by Jesus Christ. But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast of your relation to God and know His will and approve what is excellent, because you are instructed in the law, and if you are sure that you are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then who teach others, will you not teach yourself? While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that one must not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? For, as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Circumcision indeed is of value if you obey the law, but if you break the law, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. So if a man who is uncircumcised keeps the precepts of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Then those who are physically uncircumcised but keep the law will condemn you who have the written code and circumcision but break the law. For he is not a real Jew who is one outwardly, nor is true circumcision something external and physical. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 33 through 41. The Lord said, "You have heard that it was said to the men of old, You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is His footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist one who is evil. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your coat, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. On this day, the 1st of June, we commemorate Justin the philosopher and martyr and his companions. This saint, who was from Neapolis of Palestine, was a follower of Plato the philosopher. Born in 103, he came to the faith of Christ when he was already a mature man, seeking to find God through philosophy and human reasoning. A venerable elder appeared to him and spoke to him about the prophets who had taught of God, not through their own wisdom, but by revelation. And he led him to knowledge of Christ, who is the fulfillment of what the prophets taught. St. Justin soon became a fervent follower of Christ and an illustrious apologist of the evangelical teachings. To the end of his life, while preaching Christ in all parts, he never put off his philosopher's garb. In Rome, he gave the emperor Antoninus Pius an apology wherein he proved the innocence and holiness of the Christian faith, persuading him to relieve the persecution of Christians. Through the machinations of Crescens, a cynic philosopher who envied him, St. Justin was beheaded in Rome in 167 under Antoninus's successor, Marcus Aurelius. Besides his defense of Christianity in the first and second apologies, St. Justin wrote against paganism in his Discourse to the Greeks, Hortatory Address to the Greeks, and refuted Jewish objections against Christ in the Dialogue with Trypho. Oh, Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.